Champions League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans versus the Lions exclusively at MyBookie.ag and using the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace offer a free 6 weeks over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. And also check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we are heading to a 90th consecutive month of profit. 20 winning days this month out of 24 so far. One of those losing days was on Saturday. As some of you guys let me know, we will be looking for a bounce back here in the Champions League, where we do separate shows for the Champions League over at lockbetting.com. Here, this is a highlight show. This is hand-picked games over at lockbetting.com. I'm covering all of Tuesday's games, closing out with a lock, all of Wednesday's games closing out with a lock, and all of Thursday's Europa League games as well. Those leans have been very, very strong this year, as of the official plays. The lock record actually is 8-1 and 6-0 over at the Champions League. So if you want to get those bonus podcasts, head over to lockbetting.com and sign up for one of the packages. But let's move on here with Tuesday's games here in the Champions League. And we begin with PSG at home to Leipzig. PSG are the best price 4-6 favourites to win this game, which is a must win game for them. It's 10-3 to draw and it's 4-1 on RB Leipzig. I was surprised this week when I was checking the qualification odds for PSG, who are still at 10-11. I was hoping to get something bigger, because I do think this team will win out here from here and end up getting 12 points in order to qualify, despite the fact that they've lost two of their first three games. But I was surprised that we're only getting that at 10-11. I think you'll get a better price if you end up parlaying the next three games, because they're 4-6 here, which is the best price against RB Leipzig, more widely available at around about 3-5 minus 160. When they travel to Old Trafford in their next game, I expect that to be around about 10-11 or even money just to win that game. So I think there is more value in playing these individual games. I think it'll be difficult. There is a scenario where PSG can draw that game against Manchester United, but I think it'll be difficult to draw that game and still qualify. There is no scenario. There is no scenario in my mind where, well, there is a mathematical scenario, but there's no realistic scenario where PSG don't win this game against Leipzig and qualify for the next round. They are 3 points behind this team. They can go level on points with this team here by winning this game, taking them both on to 6 points. Then you would assume that Leipzig are going to beat Istanbul, which is going to leave PSG in a must-win situation at Old Trafford. Otherwise, Leipzig are going to be ahead of PSG going into the Manchester United game at home, where you'd expect Leipzig to get a positive result, because Man United should have qualified by then if they beat Istanbul today, taking them on to 9 points. And you'd expect Man United to play a weakened team. But if Man United lose to PSG, then Man United can't afford to play a weakened team in that situation. There are loads and loads of different scenarios which way this group can go, which is why we're covering both of the group game. Group H is wide open in terms of these these two of these three teams getting through. In fact, even Istanbul would argue they're in the conversation, and they will be in the conversation if they get back-to-back wins against Man United. But we'll look at that game when we get to it. But everything, no matter what way that you slice and dice it, PSG, in order to keep their hopes alive, realistic hopes, they must win this game here against RB Leipzig. That's why we have to take them here in this scenario. Looking at this supporting data here, PSG have won four of the last five games in all competitions. That loss came against Man United, which puts them in this difficult position already. Leipzig are without a win in three away games, losing two of them. And PSG have defensively improved. We were talking about that at the end of last season. It helped them get to the Champions League final. And they have kept a clean sheet in eight of their nine competitive victories this season. So I am taking PSG to win this game. Leipzig don't turn up for the big games. They seem to be losing to all of the big teams. They seem to beat teams below them, but struggle against better teams than them. Yes, they beat PSG last time out, but PSG were missing a load of players that return for this game. And last time PSG played Leipzig with a full squad, they easily beat them in last season's Champions League semi-final. And I'm expecting PSG to get their Champions League campaign back on track, leapfrog Leipzig here, move on to 6 points, level with Leipzig, with a win in Paris later on tonight. Moving on to that Manchester United game that we spoke about, they looked home and hosed in this group, but as Man United do, they've made it difficult for themselves again. They're at home to Istanbul here, where they are the 2-7 favourites. It's 5-1 the draw, and it's 10-1 on Istanbul. This win will give Man United a three-point cushion at the top, which can be eaten into if they lose the next game to PSG. So all of a sudden, with Man United winning this game and being on 9 points, if PSG win back-to-back games and RB Leipzig do beat Istanbul, you'll have all of the top teams on 9 points. So even if Man United win this game and then they lose to PSG at home, they are going to be stuck in a playoff with RB Leipzig in the final game, with PSG looking very likely to win the group, winning their final game against Istanbul, if they manage to beat Leipzig today and beat Man United in the next match day. So Man United have really put themselves in a difficult position by losing that game to Istanbul last time out. I am expecting them to bounce back today and probably look convincing in doing so, something they haven't done very often this season, something they certainly didn't do at the weekend against West Brom. I'm taking Man United to win, and I'm tacking on the over 2.5 goals here, which brings it up to 8-11. Now, Istanbul could contribute towards that. They were a team who just scored two against Man United last time out. Both teams have scored in each of Istanbul's last four matches. Man United have conceded in six of their last nine competitive games, which is worrying, especially if you're not keeping clean sheets against teams like this. Istanbul have conceded exactly two goals in two of their three Champions League group stage games. The only game they didn't was last time they got out against Man U. And Bruno Fernandes comes into this game in hot form. He scored eight goals in 12 appearances for Manchester United this season. He's, of course, the penalty taker, and Man United, as the joke goes, get a lot of penalties. But here, I'm expecting a lot of this stuff to come to fruition. I expect Istanbul to be able to find a net against us. I expect Bruno Fernandes to be able to score. I think with Man United relentlessly putting pressure on his team, they may give away another penalty, and that little gag will continue with Man United continuing to get these penalties. But what I also expect from my team here is for them to be able to steamroll this team despite conceding a goal. I do expect them to be in revenge mode to compensate for that terrible result. And of all the terrible results we've had this season, I think that's up there as the worst. I'm not sure if the game against Crystal Palace is worse or that one. I think that one last time out was worse just simply because of A, the way they conceded one of those goals, where even with my son, who plays for the under nines, I've never seen them defend in that way where they don't have a man on the halfway line. I think I spoke about that last time out. Someone commented on it, but it's still true. Nine-year-olds defend with a man back. Man United, one of the biggest clubs in the world, did not. So that's why it was embarrassing. And number two, prior to that Crystal Palace game, you had the excuse of not having a proper season. And all of the teams who played in the Europa League and Champions League that went deep did have that excuse, and we saw many of them start poorly. So Man United were lumped into a category of teams that had the same excuse for not turning up at the start of the season. So that was excusable. The last performance against Istanbul wasn't, and as I've said already, it puts them in a very difficult situation here. They must win this game, and they must get something out of the two remaining games at home to PSG and away to Leipzig. Otherwise, Man United, even with 9 points from their first four games, could still be eliminated at this stage of the Champions League and find themselves playing Europa League football. I think if that happens, and how many times have I said this on the show over the last year, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer finally has to leave Manchester United. I think it's really, really time, if you end up blowing this Champions League campaign and not qualifying for the last 16 somehow. I think it's bad enough if you don't win this group, starting with two wins out of two and only needing to beat Istanbul twice in order to not only secure qualification, but 90% likely securing top place in a group, giving you an easier game in the next round. Very, very poor from Man United indeed, as they look to make up for it today against Istanbul at home later on today. Moving on to tomorrow. So I only covered two games for today. That's why this show's out slightly later than usual, but it's mainly focusing on tomorrow. We start with Borussia Mönchengladbach at home to Shakhtar Donetsk, where Borussia Mönchengladbach available at 3-5 to win this game. It's 10-3 to draw, and it's 19-4 on Shakhtar Donetsk. I don't see a situation where Borussia Mönchengladbach don't win this game comfortably. They've just thrashed this team away from home, yet you're getting 3-5 on them here to win this game in this spot. I don't see how they've priced that up. Borussia Mönchengladbach are looking in a very, very good position to qualify, which means one of Real Madrid or Inter Milan could be dropping down to the Europa League or even being eliminated from this competition. Gladbach beat Shakhtar 6-0 last time the teams met, which was in early November. Borussia Mönchengladbach have lost just once in their last 10 in all competitions, and this Gladbach team are averaging 3.3 goals per 90 minutes in the group game action, which is obviously boosted by the 6-0 win. But prior to that, they went toe-to-toe with Real Madrid, drawing 2-2, and toe-to-toe away to Inter and drawing 2-2. It's been a very impressive Champions League game, and they can cap it off here with another win, which will put them in a very, very strong position. 8 points from four games, including draws against Real Madrid and Inter, will put this team in a strong position, and I think they'll put themselves in that position, getting back-to-back wins. I cannot not take them here at 3-5 at home when they've already won 6-0 in Shakhtar. For me, this is a no-brainer, and this is a very, very big game tomorrow, because it's going to put huge pressure on Inter Milan and Real Madrid, who play each other later on that evening. And it's for the same reason why we take Liverpool here at home to Atalanta, where they are the 7-10 favourites. It's 10-3 to draw, and it's 10-3 on Atalanta. Liverpool have just gone away to this team and put five past them. Now, Atalanta underperformed in that game, and they are a team who should be performing better. They are a team who usually score goals, but they looked terrible at the weekend, where they had a 0-0 draw against Spezia, a newly promoted team in Italy, and we expected a lot of goals in that one, and Atalanta really let a lot of people down. That would have killed a lot of accumulator coupons at the weekend, parlay coupons. And Liverpool get them here off the back of an impressive 3-0 win against Leicester. They've got Fabinho and Matip now at the back. They also have Joe Gomez missing with Van Dijk at the moment, so it's very important that Matip and Fabinho continue to play together, and they will be the partnership for this game. We all know about Liverpool at home. It's been a long time since they've been beaten at home. Last year, they won the Premier League, winning 18 of 19 games at home, drawing one. They've won their last four games at Anfield. They've won six of their last seven at home in the Champions League within 90 minutes. Liverpool won their three group games to nil. Liverpool won their three group games to nil so far. So despite the fact that they are missing players at the back, it hasn't affected them here in the Champions League. getting them here at 7-10, I don't care that it's Atalanta. I don't care that they're massively improved. I don't care that they could emerge as title challengers and should be title challengers, and they are one of the fastest emerging teams in world football over the last 12 months. They haven't been playing well lately. They got thumped 5-0 by Liverpool. They're coming here to Anfield where Liverpool are better, and you're offering me 7-10 in a game where Liverpool can all but secure not only qualification, but probably win the group today here by taking themselves on to maximum points. Liverpool is the play here against Atalanta at 7-10. Before we move on and cover the game of the match day, which is, of course, Real Madrid and Inter Milan again at the San Siro, I want to take a second out to tout this offer here from mybookie.ag, because I'm not being paid to say this, but this is the best betting offer, the best sign-up offer that I've ever seen. Because on top of the sign-up offer, you're getting this $250 risk three on Thanksgiving. So you would think that that would replace the sign-up offer. That's not a sign-up offer. That's what they're giving to existing customers. New players will get their first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. On top of this Thanksgiving Day, Turkey Day, free play, Thanksgiving Thursday, you're getting Black Friday boosted odds and buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. So you're getting all of that. But just to reiterate what this offer is, it's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving game. The Turkey Day free play is no risk. It's an all-gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team between Detroit and Houston, and if your team wins, you win. And if your team loses, you get your $250 back before the next game. So let me run this in order for you. Sign up, open an account, get your deposit matched up to halfway to a grand. Matched up to a grand. Then you get the Thursday offer. They're giving you $250. You then qualify for Black Friday, and then you get buy one, get one free on Monday as well. You need to sign up for this. This is the best offer cumulatively that I've seen any book ever offer. So head over to mybookie.ag and sign up for that. And don't forget the promo code SGP. That's our promo code SGP to get yourselves involved and get the best spooky offer, the best sign up offer, and the best accumulative offer that I've ever seen offered by a book here by mybookie.ag with the promo code SGP. And as I said, it's not in my script, none of this stuff. I just legitimately feel that way about it. I've even reached out to Sean and Ryan to get myself involved because I want a piece of this offer with my bookie this week and get involved with all of the Thanksgiving joy that you guys get to enjoy every year with my bookie. So let's look at this game of the week here with Inter Milan and Real Madrid, where Inter Milan are available at 23-20. It's 11-4 the draw. And it's 2-1 here on Real Madrid. Two very inconsistent teams. And Inter Milan looked very bad for periods at the weekend, but they roared back a 1-4-2. Whereas this Real Madrid team, they ended up playing out a 1-1 draw away to Villarreal and had several players missing for that game. They come here a model of inconsistency, so much so that I strongly believe that Atletico Madrid are in a very good position to steal La Liga this season on the basis that Barcelona and Real Madrid just don't look to have any consistency. They look like teams that are in turmoil. The only thing I can really pick for this game here is that we're going to see a bunch of goals. Now, over 2.5 goals combined with both teams to score didn't work for me at all this weekend on the EPL show, as you guys let me know. Despite the fact I landed locks in both the Bundesliga show and the EPL show, despite the fact that I was 13-1 with my leans internationally, as soon as we get a couple of things wrong, you see the trolls trolling along in Twitter. Listen, that's a society problem. I said this to my clients who sometimes try to G me up when I mention this. Look, I'm fully aware of millennials. I'm fully aware of what arseholes people can be, especially with social media. It has brought the arseholes to the forefront. There's market research that genuinely has found out that if you eat at a nice restaurant, you're likely to tell one person. If you get shit food, you're likely to tell five. That is the way it is. I can nail it on 20 shows in a row, but as soon as I lose, you're going to get a moron telling me how much he lost or how bad the picks are. And this weekend, I bummed out with the overs and the beat both teams to score. Coming off an international break, you have to take both sides of the coin. Did we kill the international break? Yes. I was completely dialed in for that. And sometimes it can be a lose-lose situation for most cappers, it is, because they're very bad at international football. And then they come back and they have to do the domestic football. And then you have the international hangover. Well, we got caught out by the international hangover. It can happen. Players can come back tired. And there just wasn't a lot of goals around. The both teams to score and the overs weren't cashing. And I'm certainly not a trend player or a blind over player. You see these fake cappers on Twitter and they're just over, 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 over. I play the overs, I play the unders. I even go against data and play situations. You know that about me. I've landed the unders last time out in Spain versus Holland and Portugal versus France. And then when the data supported an under in Spain, Germany, I went over and cashed all three. There's nobody better at this. There's nobody better in terms of ciphering when to use data and when to play a situation. And that's what I do. And on Saturday, I got it wrong in most cases. But does it dissuade me from ignoring the data and the situation here and thinking there'll be goals between Milan and Real Madrid? No, it doesn't. I like the over 2.5 here at 4-6, and I don't mind tacking on both teams to score to get it to evens, because six of Real Madrid's last seven games have featured three more goals. Real Madrid's three Champions League games so far this season have averaged 4.67 goals. Two of Inter Milan's three home games have ended in 2-2 draws. And Romelu Lukaku comes into this game against a Real Madrid defence who are missing Sergio Ramos and has scored in seven of his last 10 appearances for club and country. So everything here to me points to over. I'm not sure who's going to win this game. If Inter Milan win it, it puts them right back in the hunt and it makes it difficult for Real Madrid again. And it's a great result for Borussia Mönchengladbach in terms of if they want to win this group. If they're looking at this as just wanting to qualify, then they want one of these teams to completely drop out of the picture, and they would probably prefer Real Madrid win, because then it's a very, very difficult flight back for Inter Milan to qualify from this group. But if they have genuine ambitions to win this group, they're hoping these teams take points of each other and they end up playing for second place behind them. But that would require Borussia Mönchengladbach to have positive results again in the reverse fixtures against Inter and Real Madrid, coming off the back of 2-2 draws, which I would deem as positive results because they were huge underdogs to qualify from this group. And at the moment, they're in a very good position. And one of these two big guns, Inter or Real Madrid, look like they could be going out of the competition. It's very interesting here that a 2-2 draw is priced up at 14-1 for me, because for me, that one looks like a potential scoreline in this one, because I can't see a winner between these two teams. Inter have had 2-2s in this group already, and I do think both teams will score, and I think we hit the over as well. So 2-2 at 14-1 looks very, very big, but my official pick for this is going to be over 2.5 combined with both teams to score, which you can get evens. If you want to play it completely safe, take the over here at 4-6 in this one, the game of the week between Inter Milan and Real Madrid here on match day 4. Final game I'm going to look at here is Bayern Munich at home to RB Salzburg. This was a game that stung me at the weekend, not just because I got it wrong in the Bundesliga, but because we have been riding Bayern and over 3.5 as a client play. And then we took an in-play when Bayern were 1-0 down, and somehow they couldn't come back and win that game. Despite equalising quite early into the second half, they couldn't go on and get the winner. That was a big loss for our clients. Put us in a hole on Saturday that we didn't recover from. Look, I'm transparent. I'm honest. I've had four losing days this month. Saturday was one of them. I talk about the losses as equally as I talk about I talk about them more. Because I win all the time. It's expected of me. And I think that's an expectation that I set with my clients, even within my group chats. It's more shocking for them when we're losing. I'll give you an example. There was a day where, during the international window, where we were sweeping the entire card, and we had a 0.25 unit parlay, a £25 parlay at the bottom, where we needed Spain to win, and Ramos missed two penalties in the same game in a draw, which cost us a complete clean sweep on the day. There were more discussions about that penalty than there was any of the six plays for much bigger stakes that we landed, because the expectations are at that level. And that is what I expect of myself. If I'm going to come on here and I'm going to do the Soccer Gambling podcast and I'm going to ask you for iTunes reviews and I'm going to call myself the best soccer capper in the world, which I do, which I firmly believe that I am, then they're the kind of results that I expect. So when there is a bad show, or there's a bad day, or there's a losing day, it is somewhat of a surprise. It is somewhat of a rarity. It is somewhat of an event. The same way that we'll talk about situations where Paris Saint-Germain are finding it difficult to qualify from this group, or Real Madrid are finding it difficult to qualify, or when Bayern Munich rarely lose a game or drop points. It's a talking point. And I hold myself to that standard and I hold myself parallel with that. So everything that happened on Saturday, it happened. It was my fault. We had a losing day and we spent a lot of time talking about it today on the show. And this, I'm hoping, is going to be a bounce back show. And we've done very well so far in the Champions League, which people need to remember. 6-1 on our locks. 8-1 on our locks across the Champions League and the Europa League. And 6-0 with our locks so far over at lockbetting.com. And if you want those shows where I'll cover all of Tuesday's games, all of Wednesday's games, and all of Thursday's games, and close out with the locks and be a part of that 8-1 for the season, then head over to lockbetting.com to get all of my official plays. As for this game against Bayern, it's more than just a Bayern win here, because they're obviously strong favourites to win this game. 2-9 best price, 6-1 the draw, and 9-1 on Salzburg. But for my clients, we all know what RB Salzburg are. They're a team whose games have a ton of goals. They've been an over machine for us for a couple of years now. And when they come together here with Bayern, another over machine, there really is only one way to take this. Bayern and over 3.5 goals. We get back on the train and we get it at 5-6 here. Bayern have won each of their three Champions League matches this season, scoring 12 times in the process. They beat Salzburg 6-2 when these two teams faced off in early November. And Salzburg have scored twice in each of their three Champions League matches so far, including last time out against Bayern where they lost 6-2. I think everything here points to that coming through for us again. I think this will be a heavy scoring game. I think this could even go over 4.5 or 5.5. As Bayern win by a similar score. I think conservatively here, I would pick 4-1 to Bayern. And that is me being on the conservative side. 4-2, you can get here at 25-1. So if the trend continues of Salzburg scoring 2 and Bayern scoring the amount of goals that I think they'll score in this game, then you can get 25-1 here on 4-2. But as I said, 4-1 for me would be a conservative scoreline as Bayern bounce back and participate in a game that comfortably sees Bayern win and comfortably goes over that 3.5 marker. And you're getting that here at the 5-6 minus 120 price. And that's all the games I'm going to cover here. They are your six games. Lots of stuff I like early on Tuesday. If you want to get that Tuesday show, I'll remind you one last time, lockbetting.com is where you need to go for the Tuesday show, where I look at all of Tuesday's games. Close that out with a lock. Be doing the same thing tomorrow. Close that out with a lock. And on Thursday, we have the Europa League action as well. As for the rest of the week here on the SGP, loads of content coming from me. As per usual, you'll have Das Bundesliga show at the weekend. And of course, you'll have the EPL show at the weekend as well. But as a bonus show, the fight show will return this week. As you guys noticed, I didn't cover UFC 255. Usually on the fight show, I cover all of the numerical UFC events, 255, 256, 257, everything like that. All the pay-per-views I will cover. I don't cover any of the fight nights or the ESPN specials or anything, but I chose not to do that this month because there's a big boxing card that I want to focus on, and it isn't the Joe Joyce Dubois fight, although that will be included in the fight show that I do. But of course, this weekend it is the return of Iron Mike Tyson as he takes to the ring in an exhibition fight against Roy Jones Jr. I have a strong opinion on that fight. I'm going to reach out to my boxing colleague, Jeff Cohen, who helps with the boxing picks over at lockbetting.com to see what his availability is like for that show. So I'm not making that promise at this point because I'm recording this show earlier in the week. I will know nearer the time. You may hear an announcement on the EPL show, the Bundesliga show. Shows that will be coming out earlier than usual this week because of Thanksgiving. Ryan Kramer always goes away for Thanksgiving, so I'm doing those shows earlier than usual. Same goes for my NFL show over at the Dirty Sheets. I have plugged that quite a bit on here. I hope you guys have moved over and are listening to it. We landed our locks last week. We were both very, very high on the Indianapolis Colts. I went against my team, the Green Bay Packers, because I normally know when we're going to lose. And although that looked very, very sticky at the beginning of the game, in the end, Colts worryingly came back. Not worryingly because we had it as a play, but it was worrying and surprising how bad Green Bay were in that second half as a Green Bay fan who wants them to be the number one seed in the NFC. So listen to all of our takes on that as we give you the NFL show this week, which comes out on Wednesday over at the Dirty Sheets. And of course, the other shows here will be out early as well this week. The EPL show will be out as early as Wednesday, with the Bundesliga show and the fight show available on Thursday. So that's it for me in this edition of the Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.